Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T1 Freedom. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know there is a word coming forth from the Lord on today. Amen, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Can you say that you're rejoicing in the Lord? Did you wake up this morning with a joyful heart? Ah, my God, with the blood running warm in your veins, who do you think did all that? That was the Lord thou God. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I want to thank you again for coming in and listening to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text your neighbor, people on Twitter. Get them up on Facebook and let them know that the word is coming forth on today. Because you don't want to miss the word of God anytime there's an opportunity for a true word of God. You want to make sure that the door, you got your door open to receive that word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead right now with my announcement. I want you to make sure you tune in every Tuesday. We have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. I want to make sure, if you understand, they have 37, if I make no mistake, 30, let's say 30 plus, that way I won't make no mistake. They have 30 plus years of service. What I mean by service, 30 plus years of marriage that can help you. They are marriage counselors. They are spiritual coaches. If you need them, they are mentors. If you need them, go ahead and you can hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And they will get back with you. Just leave the contact information and make sure they know how they can reach you, and yet and they will get in touch with you. You know, nowadays people don't want to get help. They just, you know, just lackadaisy through life and things just continue on to bother them, and you know, things just continue on to break apart, marriages, and things just continue on. You say, I know God is calling me, but I don't know what he's calling me to. So you know what? They can help you with all that. So you can go on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I'm calling all men in this season. Come on and get aboard and ride the train, ride the gospel train, you know. It's easy to get on a train, hallelujah, but get on the right train. Get on the gospel train, hallelujah, and ride it, glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and you can hit them up on Facebook and they will get back with you. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and hear how the woman of God prays and how the woman of God can come before you with an awesome word and how she can come before you with praises and thanksgiving in her heart and the words that she released, amen, from the word of God to get you healed, get you delivered, and get you set free from anything that you went through during the week. Glory to God. As you know, they always say Wednesday is hump day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, whenever you get through hearing her word, you won't even think about that day no more. So I encourage you to come on and hear the woman of God every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am the first Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and tell your neighbor, tell a friend, amen. Bring them all on, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, I know sometimes they say, well, do you mind me giving out your number? No, that's what it's for. Give it to them, glory to God. Because, you know, we're not pleasers of man here. We're pleasers of God. As long as he tells you to do it, and that's what you do, then that's all that matters. As long as you're giving his word like he give it to you, that's all that matters. As long as you're praying for people like he tell you to, that's all that matters. That's all that matters is making God happy. and doing what you're supposed to do for him. And if you move on down, the next 30 minutes, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there, and then the next voice that you will hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She has an awesome word, amen, glory to God, the word that God feeds her and he tells her to release it just like that. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to her. You're going to have a 30-minute break after my show, and then you go and get you some water, Kool-Aid, amen, Jell-O, you know, whatever you may want. Hallelujah, some food, amen, that'll work too. And then you can come on back and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine Jackson. And I also want to encourage you that she is an author. She has one, book number one, book number two, already out, and they're on Amazon. They're e-books. So you can go on and you can hear it on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon. Glory to God. Let's retrack it. You can purchase the book on Amazon, both of them. And because, you know, three is coming out next. So you want to go ahead and read the first two so you can catch up if you're behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And you also get a free Kindle with purchasing those e-books on from Amazon. So I encourage you to go ahead and get book one, book two, and get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for book three. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you also to become a partner. And we're only asking for $25 or more. You know, $25, amen, that is not a lot of money. It's not really, to tell you the truth. Now, you can go, amen, and say $1,000 is really not a lot of money now. I was talking to someone, you know, we were $1,000 really ain't a lot of money now. I hear you, I hear you. I know some saying on this online, say, this show sounds good to me. I hear you. Glory to God, yes. But, you know, it is here today, and it's gone tomorrow because, you know, things are rising, and, you know, that comes with more, spending more, you know, groceries and different things. But guess what? God will always make a way. That's what I always look at when I go in the store. Now I said, Lord, you're going to make a way. And I said, if I want it, I'm going to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though so, but you just go ahead and get it and continue on down the road. So we're asking for $25 or more. Come on and join us. Become a partner. You'll get many, many perks. Amen. You'll get a personal call, you'll get personal contact with our leaders, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Glory to God. And you can't buy them for $25. Now, you know, come on. But you can help, amen, to further the ministry on down the road. I know that's not asking for a whole lot, but I'm encouraging you to give in this season. Come on and give, amen, hallelujah. We're calling in all the saints. Now, if you just an ain't, then, you know, that's okay. Hallelujah. We'll take yours to glory to God. So we're calling in all, amen, who believe, amen, and the ministries have been a blessing to you, which I know they have because, you know, there's other things that it could have been doing. But guess what? God told them not so. They think about, you know, the people of God needing this word. So I'm going to encourage you on this day to give, to give. He said, give, and it shall be given. Good measures, hallelujah. Don't you want that good measures? You know, sometimes you can just measure out a little bit in your measuring cup, you know, amen, if you cook. You know, some people don't cook. But anyway, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you measure just a little bit, and that may not be enough. That is not what the recipe is calling for. He said, good measures. Oh, my God, my God. Press down, shaking together, running over. Don't you want that running over, glory to God, so God can bless you real good. The Lord, I gave to that ministry. And whatever's on, amen, the head, it falls down. Glory to God. That's where it goes. And from the head, it comes down. So I encourage you on this day to give. Hallelujah. And receive the blessings of the Lord. I know you say, well, I can get the blessings of the Lord. Yes, you can. He said he rained on the just as well as the unjust. Yes. And yes. I'm hearing y'all while y'all talking. Amen. Glory to God. But here's the thing, amen. You know, you can get a personal call, a personal prayer. Hallelujah. Now, you know, he uses people in these last days. He's using people, amen, to come and give you a word. So I'm going to encourage you, hallelujah, to go ahead and sow. Go ahead and give. Hallelujah. And watch God and see what he does in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep all these announcements in mind, because this ministry with you in mind, God is moving, he's moving by his power, by his might, by his spirit, by his strength. You can still see it going on in the world on today. If you want to draw closer to him, amen, you want him to draw closer to you, then you have to draw closer to him at all costs, you know. Amen. You know, they said, what they say, it used to say, that old saying, they used to say, amen, I paid a cost to be the boss. Glory to God. So go ahead and pay a cost so you can go ahead and get closer to him. Glory to God. Okay, nobody tell you nothing. Say, hold up. I spent time with him. And I did what they said when it was time to give. I gave. Glory to God. And so don't let nobody, amen, tell you nothing that you know that you know that you know is not true. God is still moving. He's moving by his power, by his spirit, by his might. Oh, my God. And so he wants you to give. So, amen. So you can get in contact with those so they can help you. You know, at some point in time, everybody needs a little help. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. Glory to God. Everybody needs a little help. I know, you know, I thought my line is always open. Hallelujah. Where it didn't used to be, but my line is open. Glory to God. You can get help, amen, from any of us. Glory to God. So that's enough said of that. I'm just calling all in today because I feel some people that need some help, but you don't want to. You say, well, I don't like to worry people. Well, it's not a worry. Glory to God. It's not. Hallelujah. When you become a partner, then you have access. Now, you tell me where you can go and get that kind of access. Amen. To leaders like that. Amen. You can't. You got to go through probably natural channels, and then you're still ain't getting to them. Amen. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not bashing anybody, but I'm killing it like it is. We're in the season, so let's walk right. We got to talk right. We got to make sure that God's people know. We aren't bashing anybody. I'm just saying, where are you going to get that kind of help? Hallelujah. Well, let's get off of that. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, my line is open. Go ahead and press the 1. I will bring you in for prayer. And you can tell me your prayer request, where you're calling from, but don't give your name. You don't have to give your name. I know you think, nope, God is not here, amen, to bring you into bring it out in the open like that, to embarrass you. Let's put it like that. He's not here to embarrass you. Glory to God. But he is here to make sure that your needs are met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your prayer needs. So if you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Because God is good and he is worthy. Don't let nobody tell you that he ain't worthy, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes whether you have a lot or you have just enough, but he going to supply what you need when you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can just speak a thing, you know, and guess whatever happens just like that. Amen. I know I was in the store one day and I, you know, sometimes they have a certain amount that you have to get if you use a debit card in certain places. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. And I didn't have that amount. Amen. And so I said, well, let me hear what I do. I said, let me go back and get a couple more items. I said, I'll get it because I really want this. And so I went back. I got ready to go back to get something else. Amen. Just to make sure that I have enough so I can use the debit card. And the girl said, oh, she said, you ain't got to do this. She said, don't worry about it. She said, just add it on. She said, that's all you got? I said, yes, that's all I got. She said, well, just add it on to mine. That'll be all right. I said, well, bless you. Thank you. You see, he'll make a way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, he'll make a way. Hallelujah. Whether it's $15, $10, $2, whatever it is, God will always make a way. And some say he will make a way. I know that he will. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, as humble as we know how, Lord. giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you the praises, God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Lord God, for this day that you have spared our lives, God. Thanking you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord, to come before you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, for everyone on this line, God, under the sound of my voice, Lord. Remove all distracting spirits, Lord. Let them hear the word of God on today, Lord, that will bring, Lord, a healing in their life, that will bring a miracle in their life, that will bring them in that place that they know that they know that they know that they got to trust you even the more in this season, Lord God, that we're in, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you will heal them everywhere they hurt, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You won't leave them stranded alone, God, in the name of Jesus. You said you're never late, you're always right on time. So, Father, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord, as they hear the word of God, Lord, let it write on their on the table of their heart, Lord, so they won't sin against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, with the doubt and the unbelief, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for who you are, Lord, and what you are in our life, God. We thank you, you are the strength, oh my God, you're the very air that we breathe, each and every day, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you are the provider. You're everything that we need in each and every day, Lord, in each and every way. All we got to do is call on you, Father, and you'll be right there in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You never turn away from us, Lord God, but we can turn away from you, Lord God, separating ourselves, Lord God, through sin. That's what separates us from you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we decree and we declare on this day, all under the sound of my voice, hear the word of the Lord on today, in the name of Jesus. Don't separate yourself with sin. Don't separate yourself with the cares of this world. Lean on him with your all everlasting. Oh, my God. He will provide. He'll give you everything that you need. He'll give you some of the stuff, hallelujah, that you want. But lean on him on this day, not on man. It's not about man. But it's about God. In the name of Jesus, he will use man to bring you certain things. Yes, he will. But there are some things that you're going to have to lean on him for. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Just like he said in his word, that some things only come out by fasting and praying. In the name of Jesus. So you better receive the word on today, because the Lord thy God is all that you need. Oh, my God. I'm here to represent on today that he is all that you need. Glory to God. My God, my God. Lean on him, hallelujah. And he will answer every prayer. He don't answer just one. He don't answer two. He will answer every prayer. Although you may have been praying and you prayed, hallelujah, and you said nothing has happened, but understand, I hear him saying, he said, I have sustained you, hallelujah, nothing has happened. Glory to God. That thing that you've been praying about, hallelujah, he sustained it, and he made it be still. Nothing has happened, so understand, he's still in the midst, and he's going to give you what you need. Glory to God. He'll sustain you, even in the midst, glory to God. Oh, my God, nothing has happened. Hallelujah. So continue on in prayer, because he's still right there. He has sustained you. Nothing has happened. So know that God is still there. Now, understand, hallelujah, when you say, well, Lord, I prayed, and Lord God, nothing is happening, and then you're going to step out and try to do it on your own. Well, guess what? You just messed it up. Glory to God, because you want long-term. You don't want part-term. You know, some women, you know, they all used to say, I'm going to say it like they said it now. Amen, but I don't say that because I don't like that. I ain't going to say that. But they come out a part-time man. A piece of man is better than no man at all. No, that's just not so. Hallelujah. That's just not so. That's what they say. No, that's just not so. Hallelujah. So you want God to give you the whole, amen. You want him to give you his all. So I tell you, once you pray, amen, he said, I sustain you. Nothing has happened. That prayer that you've been praying, hallelujah. You've been praying, hallelujah, for a closely knitted family, glory to God. And you've been praying that God give you even more finances. And you've just been praying and praying and praying. And it don't look like nothing's happened. But guess what? You still eat. Your family's still hanging around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you ain't lacking nothing. Hallelujah. I hear you. But God has broke the back of lack. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't say it. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. You have to be careful for the words that you're letting out of your mouth, because your words will take root in the atmosphere. Oh, when you release them, the devil gets them and then he runs with them. So don't do that. I was just talking to, amen, someone on today, and I was saying some things. I said, you know what, that's the worst thing that this person could have did, was release that word, amen, because then, you know, you got to hear this, and you got to hear that. Oh, that's the worst thing they could have did. But just be careful about who you're releasing your words to. You release them to someone that you know that ain't going to tell, hallelujah, and guess what, there are some people that won't tell you. True, they're true at heart, glory to God, because they know if they release them words, then guess what, God's going to get them, because he's going to convict them, hallelujah, glory to God. So understand, hallelujah, be careful what you're releasing in this season. You got to release words that's going to edify and build you up. You got to say, well, Lord, I know you're going to do it. You may not be undone yet, but I know you're going to do it. You will come through, because he said he will make a way. I know that he will, because he did it too many times. Hallelujah. Well, he's the same God, amen, that got you out of that mess that you was in the beginning. He was the same God, amen, that gave you that money you needed, amen, when you couldn't pay your bills. He was the same God, glory to God, that got you out of that abusive relationship. He's the same God, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He is the same God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This God Almighty. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get in the word on today. If you would, you have your Bibles. Turn with me to chapter 8 of Matthew. Matthew's chapter 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He's the same God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Huh? He's the same God. Oh, my God. This God Almighty. He's the same God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Now we're going to get into the message on the day. Jesus, huh, is a miracle worker. You know, amen, they used to say he is a miracle worker. Yes, he is. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in me and mine. But just know that you know that you know that it was Jesus that did it. Once you prayed about it, it was him that did it. Even though he had to get some people to pray with you, and I look at this and do the different things and come against the spirit, amen, the evil spirit that's trying to pull you down and bring you down, glory to God. He will do just that, hallelujah, glory to God, because guess what? He is a miracle worker, hallelujah. We serve a right now and a miracle working God. So let's see right here. Let's see what Jesus is saying in this story right here. Hallelujah. The first verse, and it reads, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. In other words, there were large crowds of people following him. See, he had been with the Lord. Don't you know, glory to God, when you go out, people can tell if you've been with the Lord. They can see something that you may not see, but you know, you're feeling it on the inside. Because I remember, amen, I know I get testimonies, amen, but I'm telling you, this is how you notice and notice and know that God is good. And he is worthy. Hallelujah. And we were walking, and these people just looking. I'm like, okay, what are they looking at? But then I know, I thought about that thing. I was, okay, hold up. I had been with the Lord. That's what you do when you be with the Lord. Then they'll look at you so strangely. Hallelujah. And I say that to say this. That's what I told y'all when y'all want to connect with some people that can take you there. They can take you there. They can show you how to get there. Glory to God. Let's move on. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy cleansed. Now you see right there, he saw the glory on him. Glory to God. He said, Lord, make me clean. Because see, you know, what happened You know, when they had leprosy, they would put them outside of the synagogue. They would put them outside the church. They couldn't be in contact with nobody. They couldn't even be in contact with their family. They were out, just like an outcast. So, okay, he said, Lord, make me clean. Can you imagine he was tired of hanging out over there by himself? He wanted to get over there. He was over there worshiping the Lord and everything, rightly believing in God. Hallelujah. He could have been, but then he wanted to be, you know, where he could be in the church, and they wouldn't let him. He had to be outside because he was a leper. They called him unclean. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 4. And Jesus said unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You see, he wanted to tell no man. He wanted the priest to see that he was clean so they can invite him back in. Glory to God. That's what it was. And that's what he did. Hallelujah. So they can invite him back in the church. Because they didn't want him back in there. Not at all. Because, hey man, he was a leper. So he was unclean. Let's move on verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. He was telling Jesus that he had some kind of weakness of the muscles, walking, amen. He don't have no eye movement, amen. It's just moving and he didn't have no control over it. And he was telling him what was going on. That's what it was. He had no, amen. He couldn't have no, how should I say it? He didn't have nothing to do with his bones and his limbs, and they would just move in different directions. And he said, you know, and he would just maybe fall out because he was weakness and he was being tormented because of all that. And he was in pain, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he was saying, okay, you know, I got one of my servants is sick. And that's what he was telling Jesus. You know, you need to tell Jesus all about it. You know, sometimes when you tell one person that you're sick, and what they're going to do is go tell another one. And guess what? That brings two sicknesses. Then they're going to go tell another one. And then what happens? That brings three. Then they go tell another one. That brings four. They go tell another one. Well, you know what? I called him, honey. And they said, hey, he's feeling good. Oh, you done told another one. Then he'll come all in little limps. Hallelujah. Then before you know it, everybody is calling. Everybody says, well, you all right? You okay? Yes, girl, I am fine. Yes, young man, I am fine. But just think, you got to fight all those demons, amen, and already grab hold to it and put it out there in the atmosphere, right? Okay, let's move on. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You see, he knew who he was because they served God. They knew who God was. Now he's telling them he's not worthy for him to come in his house because some of the things he had done. And he was saying, all you got to do is speak the word. Remember, I was saying on last week, you know, I thought maybe, you know, I had to be there in that place in order to pray for you. No, all you got to do is you believe, glory to God, just send the word and you shall be healed. Glory to God. Whether they in Missouri, glory to God, Louisiana, whether you're in New York, wherever you at, all across the nation and other countries, all you got to do is send the word. When you let the word out of your mouth, believe that they can be healed, then guess what? God going to heal them. Because guess what? He going to pick it up and say, you know what? If they believe, then I got to go over there, hallelujah, and I got to heal them, hallelujah. And it's up to him to do whatever he do, hallelujah. So that's all you got to do. You don't have to be in that place. So if I send the word to you on today, saying what thus says the Lord, then you grab hold to it and you hold on because it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go and he goeth, and to another, come and he cometh. And to my servants, do this and doeth it. Glory to God. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. See what he was saying? He said, the church today doesn't have this kind of faith. Very few people understand authority. Oh, my God. That's what I read in another translation. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. He was saying, You know, everybody always say, well, you know what? Yeah, I got faith. I got faith that God gave me the size of a mustard seed. Yes, you do. But your faith, like I said on last week, amen, I'm not trying to pre-preach the sermon on last week, but it's just some of it is just hitting home. You know, the thing about it is, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, then guess what? It should be growing each year. You can't remain the same in God's kingdom. You got to go higher, because guess what? The more you hear, you are going to be held accountable for that you hear and that you know. So guess what? Your faith got to increase, because guess what? The enemy is coming. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's going to come and try to destroy the little word that you got. That's why you got to get more and more and more. And you see right here, he was talking about the church today. They don't have this kind of faith. You know, some just think it's okay. You know, we just go and we're going to go on and go. Amen. Go to church. And then, you know, that's good. And then we're going to go on back home. Hey, we don't heard the word for the day. And then they don't get no more until Sunday again. And some of them may get a little bit. They wake up Sunday morning. They'll turn the gospel on the TV. But you ain't got nothing from Monday all the way down to Saturday. Then you're going to try to get a little bit on Sunday, just a little taste. So you can go in God's house and just get up, preacher, throw your hand up, amen, hallelujah. Now keep it in the word all week, and they ain't even touched the Bible. They got dust on it. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. And I say unto you, verse 11, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You know, there are those that think, you know, they can live like they want to live and they'll be okay. No, you can't do that. You can't live any kind of way. You can't do that. You got to live the way the Bible said live. Hallelujah. You got to have enough faith. You see back here where it said, you know, faith, you know, you can't find faith in the church and people don't even think about authority. They don't, you know, glory to God that when the pastors tell them something or the apostle tell them something, they think they're just shooting from the hip and they ain't listening at what they're saying. Thus says the Lord. The Lord said this and the Lord said that. And this is what we're going to do. Well, understand he placed them over you, you know, in authority. And if you don't want to listen to what they're saying, then, you know, you need to go where you can hear somebody else saying. Glory to God. Don't be in there trying to stop nothing else just because you don't want to obey. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. And like I said, there are some just say, well, you know what? I'm all right. Me and God got an understanding. Hallelujah. What understanding y'all got? I understand that you drink too much. I understand, you know, hallelujah, that you don't serve God. I understand that every word comes out your mouth as a cuss word. I understand you're talking about everybody as much as you please. Glory to God. And you're thinking everybody else is wrong and you're right. I understand that you're gossiping, amen, all around the church and getting stuff started. I understand, glory to God, hallelujah, that you're calling out people and calling people names and stuff and saying, okay, me and Jesus got an understanding. No, he ain't got no understanding. He's telling you to turn your life around and get it right. Hallelujah. He don't understand that. Glory to God. Because he's saying right here, you're on your way to hell for doing all these things and thinking you're right and thinking you and God got an understanding. This time's out for telling, you know, just sugarcoat. This time, like I said, it's time to tell the truth. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Glory to God. The selfsame hour. Just like he healed the leper, he healed the servant. Hallelujah. In the same way, in the same hour. When he spoke it, in other words, he was healed. So, you know, come on. That's why your faith got to grow. You can't stay the same in your faith. You can't stay the same in your walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, Jesus went about doing these miracles, and that's what we're to do, to go about doing these miracles. Because when you speak it, then it should happen. When you believe it, glory to God. When you speak it and you send the word, it shall happen. Glory to God. But sometimes it's just that the reason it don't happen, hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, man, some things are not, you know, meant to happen just right then. It's God trying to get them to learn a lesson. Because I was talking to him, amen, the other day, I said, okay, Lord, now, you know, I had been praying about this thing for a good little minute. I said, not a good little minute, but a long few years. I'm talking about a long years, amen. I said, now, Lord, why? Why? I said, why didn't you do it, you know, back then? He said, you know what, if I had done it then, you wouldn't appreciate it now. You wouldn't be able to tell nobody else about it to help them along the way. I said, well, guess what? That's a wrap. I'm through. I didn't have nothing else to say after that. I went on about my business, my married business. I said, but Lord, you know what? You did it. That's all that matters now. So I kept on going. Yeah, if you ask me, I'll give you an answer. So now, you know, I try to help people, amen, as to what I went through. I try to help them with my testimonies and how you can do this and how you can do that. Because he gave me some insight on some stuff that I went through and how I didn't need to do it again. Glory to God. So I can help them. So you ain't got no test, no testimony. Even though if you had to stay in the wilderness many years and cut down many trees, oh my God, hallelujah. You know, I thought I was a gardener at one time. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, I stayed out there so long. But guess what? It's okay. He did what he wanted to do, and he did the work in me so I can tell others. And now I can pray and help and ask him to help others and show them this and show them that. I was just telling, you know, someone on this morning, hallelujah, I know sometimes they know when they get on the phone with me, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Is Jesus going to come in there somewhere? You know, it's just who I am. If you don't like it, then, hey, glory to God. And nothing I can do. You know what? I don't want to hear about that right now. Then what you can do is just hang up and say, you know, I ain't going to call up. So Jesus going to come in there somewhere. Because I'm going to be listening at what you're saying, and I'm going to be hearing what he's saying, what he wants you to know. Hallelujah. You got to have, he said, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So you want to have that ear to hear what he's saying so you can help others. Let's move on. Glory to God. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his mother's wife laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. In other words, glory to God, guess what she did? She had a fever when Jesus walked in the house, and he began to minister to her, and he began to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, can you see him walking in there touching your hand, and you got a fever, hallelujah, and you got problems and things going on in your life, and you don't know what to do, and he walk in your room and grab your hand and touch it. Good God Almighty, he says, stand up, hallelujah, take up, yeah. Thou bed and walk, huh? You don't have to be bound down with these situations. You don't have to be bound down with this financial demon. You don't have to be bound down, hallelujah, not having a job. You don't have to be bound down with not having a place to stay. You don't have to be bound down in this marriage as he walks in and he ministers to you and he takes your hand and lifts you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, be free. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. She had a fever. Hallelujah. He took her hand. And as he took her hand, the fever left. Just like he'll take your hand. Hallelujah. And every circumstance that you're going through, it'll leave you right then in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when she got up, hallelujah. Oh, yes, she got up. Glory to God. Think about it. When you get up, don't forget. Hallelujah. You need to go about God's business. Doing his business, doing his work in the kingdom of God, because it said, hallelujah, that what she did, she ministered to him. Hallelujah. In other words, she was cooking him. She said, hold up, let me get y'all some food. Glory to God. So she went and started cooking. Hallelujah. So you can get up and you can start doing what you need to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Let's move on to verse 16. And when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Look, he didn't say he picked this one to heal. He didn't say he picked this one. He don't care what color you are. He don't care where you come from. He didn't care where they live. He didn't care none of that. When they brought all of them to him, he said he healed each and every one of them, one of them. Be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, devil, I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And he would cast out all them. Hallelujah. And they were healed. Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esau, glory to God, by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sick. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. Glory to God. See, he had all these people, and they saw, you know, how he had done healed and how he had done delivered and how he had done set free. Hallelujah. He said, let's go over to the other side. Hallelujah. My God. He's calling you to come over to the other side. Come over to the side that Jesus is on. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what they're saying out there in the streets. Don't worry if they're going to like you or not. Don't be that people person. Some people can't turn that loose. They really can't. They, you know, they don't think that God's going to get them for that. You know what I'm saying? But he wants you to come over to the other side so you can serve him and serve him only. Don't worry about what they say over there. Don't worry if they think you're too cheap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry if they think you got too much Jesus in you. Don't worry if they think that you're too connected with the spirit realm. You're too connected with Jesus. Don't worry about that. Glory to God. Don't worry about they think you're too crazy in the Bible. You know, someone say you're too deep in the Bible. Don't worry about any of that because he wants you to come over to the other side. He said, come on, let's go over to the other side. Hallelujah. Come on out from over there, period. Just leave all those worldly tricks and all that worldly lying tongue and all that different stuff. Hallelujah. Just leave it and come on all the way over to the other side. Hallelujah. He's calling you in this day to come over to the other side. Let's read just a little bit further. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. Jesus was ministering, glory to God. He was letting them know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go from this place, that place, and I'm going to minister unto them, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what he was doing, hallelujah, going here, there, everywhere. It ain't about that. You know, you can minister in one place so long, and he will pull you out. So you can go somewhere else and minister to someone else and minister on and on and on. Because that what you got, amen, that town may not have. Yes, they may have pastors and preachers and teachers, everybody. And, you know, some that they are not, a prophet's not honored in his own hometown. That's what he said. Glory to God in the word of God speaking. Hallelujah. So you see, he pulled you out and take you into another place. Hallelujah. So you can minister to those, glory to God, hallelujah, and give them the word of God, and hallelujah. Here's what he was saying. I don't stay in one place. I keep it moving. And that's what you have to do. You have to keep it moving. But you got to learn, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, there are some things that you have to cut loose. Your faith has to raise to another level. You have to go and dig in his word so it can take you to another level. And you have to get help. It doesn't hurt to get help. You know, people don't, they just don't see it, but here's the thing about it. God uses people now. He ain't raining down no mountain, glory to God. He's not, hallelujah, he used people to come and help. So that's what you have to do. I know you can't tell some people everything, but there are some that you can tell everything. And they'll help you to pray through that mess and help you to walk you through that mess, glory to God. You come to them, amen, he said, come, all those who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Well, guess what, he going to tell those, amen, that he have placed in that place to help you to get your rest, help you to get your peace about certain situations. My God, my God. And another of the disciples said unto him, the Lord suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Now, he wasn't telling you not to bury your the dead. He ain't telling you not to even go, you know, to the funerals and things like that. He's not. Hallelujah. But, you know, you can get so trapped. Hallelujah. And that's what the devil do. Yes, you're going to think about, you know, mama and them gone and, you know, dad and them and anybody else, loved ones that have passed on. You're going to think about them. But don't get so deep as that all you think about. You get so wrapped up and tied up in that thing and you can't push forward. He wants you to think about the living, hallelujah, and think about how you need to feed them the word, and you need to keep on and continue on to live a righteous lifestyle and continue on to feed them the word of God. And don't get so tired of and tangled up, glory to God, in death that you ain't living, hallelujah. You know, some people can tell you, they can give you a long list of the dead, hallelujah. Well, where's the living at? Glory to God. Did you check on those of the living? Glory to God. because they are still living and I want them to have my word. So just don't get so tied up. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Don't get so tied up and tied down. Hallelujah. Spend the time on the living and help them along the way and help them to be free and help them to get free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on down just a little bit further here on 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch as that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Don't you know, as he done ministered all the people, he done healed all the people, yeah, he was a little tired. So he went down to take a nap. So that's when the winds and the waves started raging, hallelujah. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. But check this out. Listen at what he's saying. Oh, hallelujah, right here. And he says unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Ah, just think about it, Lord. They were walking with him. That's what I was saying. It goes back to about having more faith. Because there are some winds and some waves that you're going to have to speak to. Hallelujah. You know, when the pastor and you know, and the apostle, amen, and the teacher and your prayer partner and some may not can be there because they're ministering to other people. There are some wind and waves that you're going to have to speak to on your own, glory to God. But if you come and get the teaching that you need, then you can cast out and rebuke them devils. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you get sidetracked. You just think, well, you know what, okay, it's all right. But, yeah, but it ain't okay. Don't take it down like that. Don't do it. Don't go down like that. For the devil's seeking whom he may devour every way he goes. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is. Ah, he's running around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Glory to God. There was this thing, amen, that, okay, I was getting ready to do. And I said, okay, now I said, well, yeah. Where you at? Because I know you have to come somewhere. And not like I called him, but this is his job. I knew he always going to do that. Hallelujah. He's going to raise his head up to make you think you're not doing the right thing. I said, I'll rebuke you in the name of Jesus because I know that I know that I know that he said it and it shall come to pass. I said, so what you need to do is turn around and get out of here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just throw him right on out the door. All the water. Let it land on his head. It'll be okay. Glory to God. So you see, that's why you got to make sure that you're on that level and your faith goes to another level. So that way, whenever things happen and things come, you, hallelujah, you'll know how to handle them. Ah, my God. Yes, you go to Bible study on Wednesday. Some have it Tuesday. Some may have it Thursday, you know. But, yeah, you go to Bible study, then you read the Word of God, and you meditate on it, and if there's things that you don't understand, you can call somebody, and they'll help you. You know, I know there's one person, amen, one thing about me, I'm going to ask. They said, I'm going to ask you anyway. I said, okay, that's fine. What you need? And they're going to ask, and I like that because no question is too dumb. You know, because when I was going, amen, to college and everything, you know, you could ask some people questions and they like, okay, well, you know, she don't make it no way. They took that was a lie from the pit. Made it, amen, all the way through. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yeah, hit some bumps and stuff, some snags and some spares. But I tell you what, I made it all the way through. But that's why you ask questions if you don't know. Because some people won't because they'll think, well, you know what, that's just the dumbest question they ask. But no, ask them anyway. And if they don't want to answer you, then you go to somebody else that will. Because God has people in place that will answer any question that you have. So if I got one, I know who to go to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha ha. Glory to God. I got three of them I can go to. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes when I ask, I say, Lord, what is this? And he said, well, get what you need to do. Look it up. And he'll tell me to go and look it up. And that's what I do. And I look here and I look there until I'm satisfied. I can feel, you know, the calmness in my spirit that's what I was looking for, you know. So that's what you can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't just sit there and not ask the question. I know some people don't like to answer, but you know what? He has put somebody in your path that will answer you every time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is still a miracle worker. You see how many miracles. Amen, that he worked in this word right here. He worked a lot of them, and he wants you to work miracles too also and touch some people, amen, that you know, and I may not be able to touch. Others may not be able to touch. They're waiting on you so you can touch them. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say this, and he told me this earlier. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. He told me this earlier. Don't think you ever get too old because you don't. Hallelujah. You don't get too old. Oh, my God. You do not get too old for him to use you. Glory to God. I don't know why people say that. Well, you know, they are old and they, don't you even listen at that. Because you know what? Someone better pray that they get as old as you are. Hallelujah. So he don't ever think that you're too old for him to use you. He said that because somebody, amen, was saying, you know, they said, well, Lord, I done got this old, and now, you know, Lord, you can't use me like this. Yes, he can. He can use anybody he wants to. Hallelujah. But glory to God. So don't say that. He can use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. It's up to him. Hallelujah. But you got to stay in his word and continue in his word and continue on in his word. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you're tired and you don't feel like it, and like I said, and I say this all the time, turn it on and listen to it. Because guess what? It's still getting in your spirit. Turn it on and listen. And then there are times when you can read. You read. Because I know people have sometimes lots of stuff to do, and you know, they some work hard, yes, and you get up early, and yes, you do, yes, yes, yes. Well, he wants you to do what you can do, hallelujah. And he knows how much you can do. Now, if you can do more, he knows that too. Let me help you out with that, glory to God. He knows that you can do more, hallelujah. So just continue on, hallelujah, and know that you're not too old, because guess what? He can use you. If you let him, he'll use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go down, amen, this line one more time before I give the final benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody. Press the one. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the one so I can bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give that invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. All those that I didn't know I committed against you, Father. Forgive me for them, Lord God. I repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. I want you to go ahead, amen, hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you, because guess what? The angels in heaven are rejoicing because you gave your life to Christ. So now there is more to it, amen. There's more for you, glory to God, that he wants to use, amen, you in you, glory to God. Use the you in you. How about that? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And before I shut it down, amen, I want to make sure you make sure you know that there's some upcoming things that, amen, Prophetic Corner Ministry is getting ready to birth. Hallelujah. So I want you to just keep an eye on the Facebook, and we're going to get it out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's requiring more in this season, and you know, we want to give him all that he requires. So just look on Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook page, I understand. Amen. Glory to God. I will give you a number later on, amen, that you can call and ask questions. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what's to come, and I can tell you where to look for it and how to pull it up. So, amen, we're looking for God to do what he said he's going to do. So, guess what? You got to do your part. This is a two-part series. Amen. If you want him to do his part, then you got to do your part. Glory to God. And don't forget Ministry Relay coming up next on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, a 30-minute break, and then she'll be coming up next. Just go ahead and get your Kool-Aid, amen, ginger ale, water, juice, lemonade, whatever your drink may be, and listen to the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries coming up in 30 minutes. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Remember, glory to God, take your faith to a whole nother level because Jesus is a miracle-working God. Amen.